Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. I'm kind of pumped up today. I am a little bit pumped up today. You're probably wondering why I'm so pumped up. All right, well, here's why I'm pumped up. Everything that I've been working on for the last several months seems to be working really well. Yeah, everything seems to be going great. Now, if you're a new listener to the show, you don't know what I'm talking about, so let me fill you in real quick. So a couple months ago, the missus and I, we decided that the home we live in, it's a beautiful home. It's a great neighborhood. We bought it 8 years ago, and it's served its purpose. But the problem we have is that it's 4,100 square feet. The neighborhood is changing a little bit. I'm not saying that that's bad, but, you know, there are people moving into the neighborhood that maybe don't necessarily see things the way I do. You know, people moving in thinking that they need to bring change to the neighborhood. You know, things like speed bumps and all these modern conveniences. And, of course, when I hear stuff like that, I'm the big pushback guy, and I go, no. No, we don't need stuff like that. If you wanted stuff like that, you should have bought it in a neighborhood that has that stuff. Don't come in here, start changing stuff because of some perceived fear that you have. And I'll tell you what, I've been fighting speed bumps for the last year and a half in my community. But that's not why I'm moving. It's a little small piece. Let me tell you the real reason we're moving. Money. Yeah, there it is right there, money. And it has to do with the fact that we have just a ton of money sitting in this house. We have a lot of equity in this house. See, we bought this house correctly. Even though we didn't buy it as an investment, we bought it as a house that we were going to live in, and we've consumed this house. We made money on this house. We are in the process of closing escrow. We should be closed on our house and probably about, I think we're 15 days out. So yeah, we're packing stuff up and getting ready for the move. We've found a place to move into temporarily because we can't get into the property that we bought to replace this house immediately. Not a problem. We've got everything all lined out. You know, all that we need to do now is deal with time. Because all of the elements that are necessary to complete from now until the middle of September, it's all planned out. It's all laid on. We have the right vendors supporting us where we need those vendors. Yeah. Well, let's get back to the money piece, because that's what you want to know about, right? You want to know what kind of money I'm taking out of this house. All right. Let me just hit you with it. Now, I'm not going to give you the sales price and stuff like that. It really doesn't matter. But we're going to take a couple $100,000 out of this property. And the reason we're doing it is because that money is doing nothing for us. Absolutely nothing. Zip, nada, nothing. I can't even think of other words that mean that. You know, my thesaurus of my brain is broken. And you might be thinking, man, you're nuts. You're freaking nuts because you're selling a house in a market where prices are going up. You're buying a house in a market where prices are going up. You're taking money out of your house and you're going to go spend it on stuff. And that's not what we're doing. No, that's not even close to what we're doing. See, we realize as part of our financial planning that we could actually refinance our house. Yeah, we could. But lending restrictions that exist today in the United States, which are a fallout from what happened in 2008, lending restrictions say you can only take a loan up to 80% of value. Now, I'm a veteran, and technically I can go to 100% of value, but I can't do that on a rate and term refinance. As a matter of fact, I can't do a cash out refinance on the VA side. They just won't let me do it. So I'd have to go to conventional financing. And all that would do for me is it would put me in a position where I would take some money out of my house, but not the amount of money I'm taking out of my house by selling it. See, selling this property meets several of the planned goals that Tina and I put together 4 years ago when we became members of Lifestyles Unlimited. See, our five-year track record, well, it's not even a five-year track record yet because we've only been members for a little over 4 years. Maybe what I should have said was my five-year plan, we smoked that. We really did. We smoked it in 2 years. Yeah, you're what do you mean smoked it? What are you talking about? You were like go and buy zigzags and roll them up? No. When we became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the things we did was we sat down and we looked at where is our money at? And we started cashing in underperforming assets so that we could take that money and put it to work in assets that had the potential to perform much, much better. So the bulk of our money went into multifamily apartment communities. Now, every single multifamily apartment community that we invested in, starting late 2017, I think we got all of our money invested by 2018. Well, all of those investments have matured, and they have matured ahead of schedule. That's right. That means all these investments are starting to return the original capital that we put into them, and kind of like the little check I got today, something that we call profit. Yeah, I just got a nice, fat profit check. All right, you're thinking, what's the game plan now? That's a fair question. It's really a fair question. We come back from the break. I'm going to lay it all out for you. I'm going to share with you what we've got in mind because we have locked it in and we're ready to execute. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so you probably figured this out, but in case you didn't, we're going to talk about planning. Yeah, planning. And your eyes just rolled back in your head. You just went, oh. Planning is such a painful process. You have to try and predict the future. And then you put your plan together and you go into execution mode. And as soon as you start executing that plan, everything goes to heck in a handbasket. Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Hey, let me tell you something that I learned in the Army that I'll share with you. Plans are worthless. They really are. Plans themselves, absolutely worthless. They're no better than the time you put them together, put them on the shelf, And when you pull them back off and you try and execute them, they don't seem to fit. But there's a huge but here. Not that kind. The art of planning, actually going through the planning process. See, that is the important piece. That is the absolute important piece. Because what it does for you is it allows you to create a vision for yourself and to establish goals and objectives to get there. And then you take a look at, you know, what kind of resources that you have available to you. And you commit those resources to elements of the plan. Now, here's where the planning piece is so darn important. If you try and execute a plan just based, I wrote this out, this is what we're going to do. Okay, that'll probably work to a certain extent. But here's the problem. Things arise in the future that you have to react to. That is correct. You have to react. And that reactionary process is you executing the planning process. In other words, you're actually using your mind to work through the scenario, to work through a solution that makes sense for you. When's the last time you sat down and worked on your own 5-year plan? No, seriously. When's the last time you sat down with the person or the people that you love and you said, hey, we're gonna lay out the next 5 years? Well, you got to answer that question. You really do. Because if you've done no planning at all, absolutely zero, you're going to get the results that randomness, yes, you heard me correctly, randomness provides to you. But if you lay out a 5-year plan, if you sit down and you make a concerted effort to try and visualize where you're going to be in the next 5 years, that's a huge start. Now, I'm not telling you've got to be an expert planner, that you have to, you know, build all the secondary and third effect reactions based on contingency planning and stuff like that. No. I want you to do one simple thing. I want you to get out a pen or a paper, you know, something to write with. Maybe you do the computer thing. I don't care. Write down this word. Goals. You heard me correctly. Goals. Now, if that word confuses you, that's okay, man. I've been there. I know what that's like. Yeah. But if that word doesn't confuse you, what I want you to do now, just write something down that you would like to achieve within the next 5 years. Yeah, it's a simple one little goal. Now, if you've already done planning and things like that, this exercise is a no-brainer for you, because you can just go to a list of things in your mind and go, okay, I'll choose that one. But if you've never bothered to invest the time to do this for yourself, not a problem. That's why I'm here. I'm going to take you through a little process that's going to get you thinking about your future. Because if you're like me, you're probably living in an existence where you are putting your best foot forward for your career or your job or whatever you do to bring money into your household. And a lot of the goals and objectives that you have set for yourself are actually the goals and objectives that are your bosses. Yeah, you heard me correctly. I mean, think about it. When do you plan your family vacations? You plan it around the work schedule, right? And then you still have to ask permission to take the time off, and hopefully you planned well in accordance with what the company's desires are, or you may not be able to get that time off. So I want you to write down one simple thing. One simple thing you want to achieve in the next 5 years. and I'll give you a moment. I won't even play the Jeopardy theme because, first of all, it'll be in your mind for the rest of the day, and you'll be cursing me under your breath. Yeah, and the other thing is, I don't think we have the rights to use that music, so I just won't use it. Okay, I've given you enough time. So whatever you wrote down, whatever that thing is, I don't care if it's retire in 5 years. I don't care if it's get out of the rat race. I don't care if it's get married to this beautiful person hanging out with me on the couch in the next 5 years. I don't care what your goal is. Here's the point. Just by doing that little exercise, we have started to condition your mind to start thinking about your needs. You heard me correctly. Your needs. I mean, when's the last time anybody really sat down and took a concerted interest in your needs or your desires or your life at all? Now, we get sucked into the corporate trap. We get sucked into the military trap. We get sucked into wherever you're working that ain't those other two. And we start doing everything in our lives based on what the boss wants. I want you to break that cycle. Because once you break that cycle, the possibilities are endless for you. I mean, imagine if you had written down, retire in the next 5 years. I'll tell you what, that's an outstanding goal. And if you want to do that, we've got a methodology that will absolutely help you do that. And it really doesn't matter how much money you start with. There is a roadmap for everybody. I followed the roadmap. I found myself in cubicle hell after I retired from the military. I am no longer in cubicle hell. I don't even know what a cubicle looks like anymore. And it all started by making one simple goal. Hey man, you're already ahead of the pack. When we come back, I got more for you.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right. So you've got a goal. You have something that you want to achieve in the next 5 years. So how do we get there? How do you get there? I mean, do you just take it, write it on a post-it note and stick it on a wall, look at it every day and hope and pray that it materializes? Well, I guess that's one course of action. I don't think that's a very effective course of action. I think the most effective course of action is to actually sit down and figure out how you're going to get there. Yeah, you have to build a roadmap from today into tomorrow. You really do. Now, we will absolutely assist you with that. Yeah, part of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we give you all the supporting information that you need so that you can go ahead and execute these things. Now, you might be wondering, what is it that I wrote down? What did I write down 4 years ago when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited? Yeah, because I think today is actually my four-year anniversary when I joined. I joined in July of 2017. So I'm effectively 4 years old in the organization. And I'll tell you, it changed my life. Let's look at the goals that I wrote. Let's see if I achieved them. First goal, it was a big audacious goal. I wanted to go for something huge. I did. I was going to put something big up there and see if I got there. So I said, I want to make $1 million a year or more in passive income. Okay, that's my 5-year goal. I'm currently not making $1 million a year in passive income. And that's okay. I probably won't be at that point by next year at this time when I hit my 5 years. So you might be thinking, well, that's classic fail, dude. You failed. No, not really. Not really, because the underlying effect that occurred by setting that goal was for me to make my mind focus on investing my money into assets that would produce that passive income for me. And I will tell you this, my passive income today is much, much higher than it was 4 years ago. As a matter of fact, at the 2-year mark, by doing the things that I learned at Lifestyles Unlimited, I achieved retirement in 2 years. Oh, okay, so that was the next bullet point, retire in 5 years. Okay, I nailed that in 2 years. I'm not saying that's going to happen to you, or I don't even know how to say that correctly. I'm not saying that 2 years is a realistic timeline for you. I don't know your situation. I mean, my situation, I really thought it was going to take me 5 years to unscrew all the damage that I had done to myself, but it didn't. It only took 2 years to unscrew everything that I had screwed up in my lifetime up to that point. Okay, I was 53 years of age, so I have 53 years of, I had to fix, and I did. My next goal, well, I'll tell you what, this one's my favorite. And you're wondering, what is this one? I mean, has this got to do with, you know, you're gonna own like 100,000 units of apartments? No, it's not that good. Well, actually, it's better. You ready for it? Romance my wife. Yeah, I wrote that down. Romance my wife. Yeah, because here's the problem. When I was serving in the military, since 2001, I was gone all the time. Now, I retired in 2014, so you got 13 years of me not being around. I was here from time to time, but we were at war, and guess where I was? Not with my family as much as I wanted to be. And that created a little bit of damage to my marriage. You know, when you're in a combat operation, it's difficult to think beyond what you're doing now and in the real time and still do the things that you need to do to support your family. It's a weird world. Okay, all you guys that work in the oil fields, yeah, you live a military life. You just get to come home after a couple of weeks, but then it's right back to the grind, right? Right back to the middle of nowhere, isolated, hanging out with a bunch of other people that don't bathe very well. You know where I'm going. Okay, so for me, when I retired from the military, I wanted to rebuild my relationship with my wife, who loves me very much and, quite frankly, was very tolerant of the fact that I was doing a poor job as a husband. So romancing my wife became very, very important to me. Now, there was a gap. 2014, I left the military, retired. I started cubicle hell work in 2015. And I'll tell you, that cubicle hell work, it was 9 hours a day minimum in the office, add another hour and a half to 2 hours of commute time. Yeah, you know, so my days were long. They were long days, kind of like the military. Difference is I came home at night. But I was still engaged. My mind was still engaged in doing the work of my employer. I had to fix all that. So I wrote that down as a goal. And I will tell you, my marriage is so much better today than it was 4 years ago when I wrote this thing down. Yeah, because I actually do the things that I'm supposed to do to romance my wife. And that doesn't mean, you know, buy her expensive cars and furs and take her out on the town. Okay, I did buy her a nice car. We don't do furs because we're not that we're against it. We just don't do furs. And I take her out on the town from time to time. But here's the most important thing. Because I was able to get to that place of retirement in my life where I regained control of my life, guess what I got back? It's a little thing called time. Yeah. And it's a very, very valuable commodity. You only get so much of it in your lifetime. You don't even know how much is in your tank. So when I got my time back, I found that, wow, instead of spending my time focusing on the needs of my employer, I could actually spend my time focusing on the needs of the woman who married me almost 26 years ago. Yeah, that's a big, big time game changer. Trust me, it's a game changer. Okay, so here's another one. Leave wealth for my family. I've actually achieved that because the way we've got everything all set up, if I die, it's all set up. My kids take over. Now, here's the thing. Here's the difference between maybe my kids and your kids. My kids are all Lifestyles Unlimited members. They have all gone through the educational program. Why is that important? Because if I die and my kids step up and take over my assets, they know exactly what to do. Unlike maybe your kids, and I'm not picking on you or your kids. No, I'm just saying there's a lack of information, really. It's an information problem is what it is. I nailed that one. Everything is lined up. Okay, here's another one. $8,000 a month minimum monthly cash flow. $8,000 a month. Guess what? Nailed it. Yep, I bring in more than that every month. Okay, the reason I'm pointing all this out to you is that I don't care what you write down. Once you write it down and commit it to memory and decide, I'm going to go get that, you will start doing the things that you need to do to get you there. And we'll come back from the break. I'll give you some hints that might help you in the process. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I actually left one goal off. Yeah, I have one more goal, and I didn't tell it to you. And I'll just tell you what it is. I haven't achieved it, but I think it's a pretty good goal. Now, I may never achieve this particular goal. I may never get there. But I set this goal because it was a target for me to shoot towards. Whether I got there or not, at least the fact that I went in the direction of the goal is significant. So I guess I need to explain all this to you. So I wrote down, I want to be the IRO of the year. And you're thinking, what the heck is that? What's an IRO? Okay. So an IRO is something that we call an independent rental operator. It is somebody who goes out and buys a multi-unit apartment community, and instead of bringing other investors on board, they do it all by themselves. Yeah, there's no syndication, there's no partners. It is just you owning a multifamily apartment community. And I know a whole bunch of those kind of guys and gals, believe it or not, there's a lot of women doing this that are really just kicking butt and taking names. It's the ultimate prize. Okay, let me back it up a little bit. In the Lifestyles Unlimited community, we're going to teach you how to invest in single family and multifamily properties. We will teach you how to be an independent rental operator of multifamily properties. I mean, that's all included in our membership program, our financial freedom program. The roadmap to becoming IRO of the year gets you focused on buying apartments. And not just buying apartments, but doing all the things necessary in the business model to really bring out the best of that property, to provide a great living experience for your residents, to provide great income streams for you and your family, to force appreciation. That's a technique that we use in order to push the value of the property up. And you can't do it in single family. It has to do with how properties are evaluated. So there are things you can do in the multifamily space that you just can't physically do in the single family space. And here's the neat thing about owning a block of apartments. Let's say you own a 200 unit apartment community. Your entire business is right there on that parcel of land. All 200 units are right there co-located. There are a lot of benefits to having that kind of asset. Now, I do know people in Lifestyles Unlimited that own a lot of single family properties. But the problem with single family properties is that they're not all necessarily co-located. And for every single family house, you have a single family roof. Yeah. But if you have apartments, you get something called economies of scale. Certain things just ultimately cost less in the long run because you have less of it providing for more people. Yeah, I know, it's a major brain hurt. Sorry about that. One of the goals that we talk about at Lifestyles Unlimited is ultimately becoming an IRO. Everybody that I know that is syndicating real estate deals, They are doing very well. They're making good money for themselves. They're making good money for their investors. But it's a different model than just owning your own apartment community, because there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that. When you bring on partners, you bring on investors, it's a completely different element of the business model. And it's actually, you know, for some people, it's a big task. And I'm not saying it's a hard task. I'm just saying it's a big task. But if you have your own apartment community and you're calling all the shots and you don't have to worry about whether or not you're making money for your investors or not, it's a little easier. It really is. So a lot of our lead investors, that's where they want to get to. Part of the reason they syndicate deals is it allows them to bring more money into the property, which allows them to get bigger properties, which allows them to employ economies of scale, and they own and operate those apartments day in and day out. But being a lead investor is kind of like having a job. It is kind of like having a job because you have all these people you're responsible for. But when you're an IRO, it's a different place, and you're only responsible for yourself. And if you lose money on a property, that's your fault. At least you don't have to tell other people you lost their money. Now, losing money, that's not a lane that we like to get into at Lifestyles Unlimited. As a matter of fact, we got business rules that the first business rule is don't lose money. don't lose money. And everything that we will teach you is geared towards making sure you don't lose money. Yeah, because look at it this way. That goal you wrote down, there's probably some kind of cost to get you from here to there. Yeah, there's probably some cost to get you from here to there. And it might be a monetary cost. It might be a time cost. It might be a combination of the both. But there's a cost. And you've got to figure out how you get from here to there. And do you have the resources to meet that cost requirement? Yeah. So in my, let me get back to that goal I wrote down. I wrote that down as a benchmark. If I had hit that in 5 years, that'd be awesome. Now I'm 4 years into it. I haven't hit that yet. As a matter of fact, my game plan actually has me veering off of the IRO track, and it has me veering into the syndication track. Yeah, because I've sat down, I've done the analysis, and it makes sense. So maybe at the end of next year, when I revisit my goals again, maybe I'll scratch off the IRO piece and I'll just put National Apartment Association Guy of the Year. Yeah, now I may never make it, and that's okay. I don't need the awards. I mean, trust me, I've got plenty of medals from the Army, and you know what they pay me? Nothing. Zero. That bronze star up there pays me zero. Meritorious Service Medals, got a bunch of those, zero. Army Commendation Medals, zero. Army Achievement Medals, zero. Global War on Terrorism Medal, you know where I'm going. But now, I focus on my assets. I focus on my assets and I focus on operating them effectively. And by doing the things that I was taught to do 4 years ago, I've nailed most of my goals. Yeah, I'm actually pretty happy with where I'm at. And the ones I didn't hit, not a problem. I am so much better off today than I was 4 years ago. So I promised you I was going to help you come up with, you know, some thoughts on how you're going to achieve that goal. All right, this is what I want you to do. I want you to memorize that goal. I want you to be thinking about it. I want you to put it wherever you need to see it on a daily basis, and I want you to reflect on that goal. And then I want you to sit down. As soon as this goal becomes a permanent resident in your brain, I want you to figure out how do you get from where you're at today to there. Now, if you need some financial help, if the things that you're doing in your life or investment are not getting you to that goal, there's no better time than now to change gears. Read all you want about the stock market. I mean, it's at new highs, but since the beginning of the year, pundits have been saying, it's going to crash. It's going to crash. Okay. So my point to you is this. Are you better to take your money out of the stock market now while it's at record highs? Or do you wait and watch the market go down? And then you ride that out knowing that your valuation of your 401k isn't what it used to be, hoping that it bottoms and that it returns. Depending on where you are in your life, you may or may not be able to accomplish that. You need to come check out what we do. It may not be for you, but I'm here to tell you, it's a completely different game plan than what you're doing right now, and it's way more effective. If a guy like me can set a 5-year plan and hit it in 2 years, imagine what you can do. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get signed up for a free workshop. We've got a heck of a special going. You really want to sign up right now.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll be right back.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.